And let's see if it is 6:46 in the morning here. It is 6:46 in the evening in Beijing, China, which is where we find our friend John Tulloch. We call him JT lovingly. He's the senior vice president of the George P. Johnson Company, one of the largest experienced marketing agencies in the world, headquartered right here in Michigan in Auburn Hills. They build the stands, they build the shows around the world, including in Beijing. JT, good morning and good evening to you.
Well, ni hao, Paul, and good morning to you in a very, very warm Beijing today. Very, very warm.
How warm was warm?
Well, I hear it was about 47 in Detroit right now. It's about almost 40 degrees warmer, about 85, 86 here.
Wow.
And it had a big impact today on the first day of press at the Beijing Auto China.
How so? You mean they couldn't cool down the halls?
Well, apparently something's going on between the show owner and the landlord, and there was no air conditioning today, and it was the talk of the show.
Oh.
It was the talk of the show.
Oh, my. Am I ever glad I'm not there? I'm sorry to say. But, you know, I don't do well in heat, and that's probably unbearable heat in the hall if it's that temperature. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, there's a breaking story.
It was really something. I saw good old Rod Alberts there, and we were talking about just what would have happened if that had happened at Cobo Hall, which, of course, it wouldn't. But with the overwhelmingly large amount of people there, I mean, they flood this place. I mean, it's one of the largest shows in the world, roughly 2 million square feet, which is about three times the size of Cobo, if you can imagine. But it was a sauna, and it was the talk of the show.
Oh, boy. Was there any talk of them? Of course, who can speak Chinese? But is there any talk of them getting this problem between the show owner and the landlord resolved?
Well, I think everybody's hoping for that because I can only imagine tomorrow will be a little bit lighter as far as the attendance for press as we normally see. But come public days, I just can't fathom knowing what the crowds are at the show. I just can't imagine what's going to happen.
Well, that's something. Well, there's a breaking story. The heat is on, so to speak, at the Beijing Auto Show. And, you know, you talk about it being one of the largest in the world, if not the largest. It's only 14 years old, and they have – is this the one, was it Beijing or Shanghai, that's changed buildings already like three times?
Paul, that's actually Shanghai, but they've expanded here in Beijing as well. And so this show, because they alternate between Shanghai and Beijing on the odd-even years, this being even, we're in Beijing, this has well over 2 million square feet. And again, this will be the largest, as far as square footage and exhibit space, this year in the world.
We're told the SUV, we talked with Michael Manley of Jeep and FCA last week, and Jeep is hot. Jeep is very hot, and they announced they're building more Jeeps in China, which is part of what they have to do to be selling them there in partnership with the Chinese government and with a Chinese company, as they are with GAC Group. But the SUV apparently slowly but surely catching on and becoming rather hot there in China.
And hot being the operative word today for
sure.
The SUV is outselling everything else times three. And so when you now in Beijing look on the roads, they're everywhere. SUVs everywhere. It is absolutely the rave here in Beijing as far as SUV, big time.
Well, and it's a good thing because you might have to live in that thing the way the traffic is there.
Well, it's interesting. Between the traffic and the smog, they are now on an every other day rule here as far as when you can drive based on your driver's license number and whatnot, just to control the traffic and the pollution.
I've been saying it since the first time we went there several years ago. It's hard to get the point across that how dirty the air is. Until you see it, experience it, breathe it, it's hard to imagine that there would be a place as smoggy and polluted as Beijing is, and that people still put up with it. I guess there's not a lot you can do in a communist country. You can't really complain the way that you can here, but it's really unbelievable.
It really is. I can only think of one city that's worse, and that is in New Delhi, India. But it's certainly in the top three. I read something the other day, Paul, that one-third of San Francisco's air pollution is caused by the air quality issues in China. One-third.
One-third of the San Francisco problems?
Yes.
Wow. I knew it traveled, but I didn't know it traveled that far and already was having that kind of an effect. It's astonishing. Meanwhile, tell me a little bit about the show and remind our WJR listeners, what makes the China show look different for those who are coming to the show? Do they have women presenters like we do at our shows mostly?
Well, interestingly enough, as they did last year, there are no more models, as we would say there. There are certainly female product specialists and technicians and whatnot that will present product information, but no more models. No, none of that. They've outlawed that again for the second year. So that's something that would be very different than what we would see in North America. Another thing that is certainly different is there are multiple halls. There are 10 large halls that each one of them is probably, I'd say about three-fifths the size of each of the three halls proper in Cobo Hall. But there are eight. And then outside, there are multiple exhibits with commercial, everything in China that you would imagine, commercial trucks, industry and government. There are some military and government vehicles that are shown as well.
Really?
Huge compound. Huge.
I don't remember. Yes. It's been I don't know, Brian, how long has it been since we broadcast from China? I'd ask, 4 years, 3 years? It's been a few years. I don't remember seeing military vehicles on display there before.
Well, they're here, and they're part of the outdoor exhibits, and along with that, besides the massive amount of crowds, they organize the different halls by different manufacturing groups. For instance, the VW Audi group is in one, and many Chinese manufacturers, and they put those together. And something that I heard today, which is very fascinating, there are roughly 200 Chinese automotive makers, and they're trying to streamline that down to less than 20 in order to become a superpower when it comes to selling vehicles.
That's astonishing. That is astonishing, JT, when you consider 20 years ago there weren't any, maybe?
Right.
And now there are 200 auto manufacturing companies in China. By the way, we were there 2 years ago, according to Kim letting us know. I would have called and awakened Eric Granowitz, our engineer, who would go with us, but I didn't want to, do that to him. That's really astonishing. 200 automakers there and displaying now in 2 million square feet, roughly three times the size of a Kobo. And I hope they get the air on for you, the air conditioning.
We're gonna probably wear short sleeve shirts tomorrow just to hedge our bet a bit.
I think that would be a good idea. Did you ever get a temperature inside the hall? Because if it's in the 80s outside, it's 90s over 100 inside.
Oh, it was really something. We were visiting with the folks from Magneti Marelli, and it was so hot. It was incredible. I've never experienced anything like that at a motor show anywhere. A lot of times they won't turn the air conditioning on when we're there building the stands and getting things ready and all of that, but nothing like this. People just absolutely roasting. It was like a sauna, no doubt. It was the talk.
I'm sure it was, and you broke the story here on WJR. JT, thanks. Safe travel on the way home.
My pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
John Tulloch, Senior Vice President of the George P. Johnson Company, one of the largest experienced marketing agencies in the world, and they're headquartered right here in Michigan in Auburn Hills. They build all the stands and such. And if you missed the very start of the conversation, maybe 86 degrees outside, making it over 100 inside, there was a disagreement or fight between the show owner and the landlord. So the landlord turned off the air conditioning. Misery abounds at the China Motor Show in Beijing.